Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 5 of the Seven Lakes High School podcast. I'm Sabella, an AV production student here at Seven Lakes, and today we're joined with Miss Longoria. How are you doing today?
I'm fine. Good morning.
Good morning. Can you tell us what CTE is?
So I'm the department chair here at Seven Lakes High School for the career and technical education classes. So you often will hear CTE abbreviated, and that's exactly what it means, is career and technical education.
Can you tell us about some different clusters of CTE?
So here at Seven Lakes, we're really fortunate. We have several clusters of classes. Some of the more popular ones, we have a variety of business classes and marketing classes that you could take to get to know a little bit about different career paths that you might want to do in the future. We offer a lot of engineering classes as well. Another popular cluster here at Seven Lakes is computer science. So we have 4 different types and levels of classes for computer science. And then one that we have a variety of classes is the arts and AV cluster. So that is a wide range of classes from digital art, AV production, fashion design, interior design. And so each class gives you an opportunity to get to know that particular career to see if it's something you're interested in. So, for instance, in one of our accounting classes, maybe you think you want to do accounting in the future. You could take the class here, familiarize yourself with all the different practices, and then you can really realize whether or not accounting would be for you. And so it's a safe way to learn about different careers. All right. Another cluster that we do have here is our agricultural cluster, which we refer to it as ag. This cluster in particular has a variety of classes. We have wildlife, we have horticulture, floral design, we have welding and mechanics. And so basically agricultural is the essentials of life, right? It's food, water, and air. So a lot of students are interested in becoming veterinarians or geologists or ranchers. And so our FFA program, which is Future Farmers of America, is a program that students can be involved in all 4 years of high school, and they have different competitions that they attend. They can raise animals, they can go to the Houston Rodeo and get lots of scholarship money as well by raising the animal or even just participating in a lot of their speaking events. And then one other popular cluster is more for the medical field. It's our health science courses. And so if students are interested or think they might be interested in anything related to the medical field, taking the health science courses, medical terminology, or just health science theory gives you a really good opportunity to be familiar with some of these medical courses. For instance, the health science theory course, if you take the second level of it, you actually get to go to Miller and be part of clinical rotations. And so if you're interested in being a nurse, a radiologist, a doctor, all of these courses are really good intro courses to become familiar with the career path.
Is there a certain type of student who should take CTE?
Actually, all students should be able to take CTE courses. The courses prepare you for post-secondary studies. So if you want to go to a 2-year college, if you want to go to a 4-year college, if you wanted to just go and start working, or if you're going into the military, all of the CTE courses prepare you and give you skills that will help you in any of your future endeavors. So all students should be CTE students.
Are there any prerequisites for CTE?
Yes. So all of the clusters have pathways, which means for some of the upper level classes, you've had to have taken a previous one. So for example, our arts and AV cluster, a student would start taking digital art and animation, and then they would move on to an animation course. And then as a 3rd year, they would take advanced
digital art and animation. And then the fourth class would be more of an independent study course where they would focus on specifically film, or they could focus on animation. And so all of the clusters have a similar pathway built in to where there's at least 3 to 4 classes that a student can take to really, really become familiar with those particular career choices.
So basically a student can take 1 year to figure out what they enjoy, or they can do it for all 4 years?
Yes. So if they take a class like digital art and animation and they realize that they don't like animation at all, then they wouldn't go on to the next level. But there have been students who really hone in their skills of animation and they really enjoy it. So then they can take the next level where they can really master their skills. And several of our career courses have certifications that students can take. So from business to engineering to computer science to arts and AV, students can take industry level certifications that they can then put on their resume, they can put on their college applications, and it's real world practice that all of the students get in all of the classes.
Earlier you mentioned FFA. Are there any other organizations like that that relate to CTE?
Yes. So the majority of our clusters have a student organization tied to them. So for instance, if you are in the business cluster, there is Future Business Leaders of America, which is FBLA. And so one of the requirements is that you would have taken a business class at some point prior to the club or the same year that you decide to join the club. Our engineering cluster has TSA, which is the Technology Student Association, and they have similar requirements. And so all of the organizations, they're extracurricular, and so you have an opportunity to compete in different events that interest you that pertain to that cluster. And one other one that we have that's really big is for our health science cluster is HOSA. And so that one as well, if you've taken a health science course either previously or the current year that you sign up, then you are able to compete in various competitions that are throughout the area, the region, the state, and then all of them all have national competitions as well, where you can be nationally recognized for your particular cluster.
What can a student do if they want to learn more about CTE?
So on MyKTCloud, all students have access to School Links, which is our course catalog. And so if students sign on to School Links, they can look through all of the different clusters. And each cluster has a list of all of the possible courses with descriptions. So it's our digital electronic version of our course catalog. And students can also stop by my room. I'm over by the LGI. I'm in room 2511 if students have very specific questions.
Well, Ms. Longoria, thank you so much for joining us here today.
Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure talking about CTE courses.